Yerushalmi Shvi'es, corresponding to Menachos Daf Kuf, and it's the beginning of Masechet Shvi'es, Perek Ad Emesai. The Mishnah says, Ad Emesai Choshen B'Sedei Ha'ilan Erev Shvi'es, and to when may one plow a field of trees before Shvi'es? Peshama Oimim, Kozman Shu Yofe, Lepri, Reisel Oimim, Ad Atzeres, Ukroivim Divrei Elu, Lioth Kedivrei Elu. Beishamai says, as long as it's beneficial to the sixth year fruits. Beisilo says, until Shavuos. And these two opinions are actually close in time. The Gemara says, Ad Emesai Choshen v'chule, Ksiv, Sheshvis Yomim Ta'aseh Ma'asecha Ov Yem HaShvi Tishbois, Uksiv V'chosh V'kotseh Tishbois, Ma'an Kaim. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah taught that one may not plow before Shvi'es. What's the source for this? The Pasuk says in Shmois Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, you shall do your work for 6 days, and on the seventh day you shall rest. And the Pasuk says in Shmois Perek Lamed Daled Pasuk Chof Aleph, you shall rest from plowing and harvesting. So what's the case? Im le'inin Shabbos Bereishis v'halok kvar ne'ama sheshvis yomim tav v'yosis kol melachtecha. V'im le'inin Shabbosis shonim v'halok kvar ne'ama shesh shonim tizah sadecha v'shesh shonim tizmo karmecha. If it's referring to Shabbos Bereishis, which means referring to keeping Shabbos each week, then another pasuk already tells us in Shmois Perek Chof Pasuk Tes, 6 days you shall work and do all of your creative work. And if it's referring to Shvi'es, we also have another pasuk that says in Vayikra, Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Gimel, 6 years you shall sow your field and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard. Eleim Eino Inyan LeShabbos Bereishis VeLeInyan LeInyan Shabbosis Hashonim Tanyo Inyan VeIsa Shnei Pokim Rishonim VeChosh VeKotze Tishbois VeChosh SheKetziru Asa VeEzze Chavish Shel Erev Shvi'es Shu Nichas LeShvi'es VeKetzir SheChavishu Asa VeEzze Ketzir Shel Shvi'es Shu Yotze LeMotze Shvi'es. If it isn't referring to Shabbos Bereishis nor to Shvi'es, it must be referring to the time, the two times taught later, which is fields of trees have a certain required time to stop and grain fields of another. And we're talking here about Tosefes Shvi'es, means adding on before and after Shvi'es. And if we say you shall rest from ploughing and harvesting, meaning that you should rest from the ploughing whose later harvesting is prohibited, which means ploughing before Shvi'es. And that harvesting refers to harvesting whose ploughing had been prohibited, which is ploughing on Motzei Shvi'es. The Chacham implied the Pasuk by setting the exact limits of the prohibition as detailed as in the Masechta. So the question is, why? If so, why does the Tosefta say that one may plow until Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Kusboi, Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Dina Hitiru, Be'isa Shnei Pokim HaRishonim. Rabbi Kusboi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din permitted the prohibition of the two times that the Chacham set. The Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, wasn't it taught that a Beis Din cannot annul the ruling of another Beis Din unless they are greater than it in wisdom and in number? Rabbi Kusbai, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the original Beis Din taught the law on condition that a later Beis Din could annul it and plow when needed. And the Gemara asked, V'yakru oisan min ha-mishnah? If so, just remove the prohibition from the Mishnah. Rabbi Kuspa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'shem bikshu lachzor yachzor. Rabbi Kuspa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that if they would need to bring the law back, they will be able to do so. Hezu Rabbi Yona, haray pashas miluim, haray pashas dor amavol, haray einan asidin lachzor me'ata yakru oisam in haMishnah. Ella kadei laidicha v'acha kadei laidicha. Rabbi Yona asks the question: what about the pasha of the miluim, the inauguration of the Mishkan, and the pasha of the flood? They won't return, so why not remove them from the Mishnah? Rather, it's to inform you of what happened, and so too with the original Shvi'es prohibition. Amar Imana, Kai de Taninan, Taman, Shem Yema, Adam Kach, Ani Mekubal, Yoim Ulay Kedivei Rabbi Ishploini, Shamata, V'chein, Shem Yema, Adam Shamati, She'asa Lechoish, Ad Rosh Hashanah, Yoim Ulay Be'isa Shnei Prokim, Rishonim, Shamata. The reason Rabbi Mana gives is that it's like the Mishnah in Masechta Duyos, if that Lacha follows the majority, why was the minority opinion mentioned? The answer is that if someone will say that he heard different to the halacha, tell him that it was according to the minority opinion, but the halacha doesn't follow it. And similarly, if someone says that they heard that one may not plow all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, tell him that he heard about the original prohibition of the two times set by Chachamim, but in fact the halacha is no longer that way. Rabbi Acha, B'Shem, Rabbi Yonason, B'Shah She'asu L'Mikra, Samchu, or B'Shah She'etiru L'Mikra, Samchu. B'Shah She'asu L'Mikra, Samchu, B'Chosh V'Kotze Tishbois, B'Chosh She'ketziru Asa, V'Eze Ze Chavish Shal Erev Shvi'es. Rav Acha, quoting Rabbi Yonason, says that a further reason as to how Rabbi Gamliel permitted the prohibition, answering Rabbi Yochanan's earlier question, is that when they prohibited Tosefes Shvi'es, they relied on a pasuk, and when they permitted it, they also relied on a pasuk. To prohibit it, they relied on the in Shmois Perek Lamed Daled Pasuk Kaf Aleph, you shall rest from ploughing and harvesting. That refers to a ploughing whose harvesting is prohibited, meaning of Erev Shvi'ith. And it refers to a harvesting whose ploughing is prohibited, meaning Matzah Shvi'ith. And when they permitted it, they relied on the pasuk in Shmos Chof Pek Tes that says 6 days you shall work and do all your creative work, and just as before Shabbos Bereshis you may do work until sunset, so too before Shvi'ith you may do work until sunset, means until the onset of Rosh Hashanah. So why did Beis Hillel permit ploughing until Shavuos? The answer is until then it's beneficial to the current crops, but after that it's damaging, so it becomes clear that he's ploughing for the seventh year. Well, how can that be? Because the later Mishnah taught that the law applies both to a non-bearing fruit-bearing and a fruit-bearing tree. The answer is rather, Beis Hillel say that until Shavuos, ploughing causes the trunk to thicken, which makes them suitable to cut for beams, but ploughing after that weakens the tree's roots, so he can't be doing it for the sixth year. And the question is, if it's damaging, why stop him from ploughing after Shavuos? The answer is, since he knows this, he must be doing it to work the land for Shavuos. The Gemara asked them, why wasn't this Mishnah taught amongst the cases where Beis Shammai are lenient and Beis Hillel are stringent? And the Gemara answers, Pa'amim she'ein hagashamim mitzuyim ve'ein aleicha mitzuya v'u osid lachroish koidim la'atzeres kedirei Beis Shammai ve'Beis Hillel oimim ad la'atzeres. The answer is, it's not always that way, because sometimes there's a shortage of rain and the earth is already dried out before Shavuos, so according to Beis Shammai he must stop ploughing them since it won't benefit the sixth year. However, according to Beis Hillel, it would still allow ploughing until Shavuos.